This is the Texas Standard.
You know, we have rules here in Texas. Rules when it comes to the number of government officials who need to be present when taking actions that affect the rest of us. The meeting needs to be open to the public with a quorum of members, defined by law as a majority unless local law provides a different definition. Now, officials meet in smaller groups in secret meetings to discuss public matters. That is a crime, or at least it used to be. But in a case involving a Montgomery County judge accused of privately discussing a road bond measure with other commissioners, the state's highest criminal court has voided a part of the law designed to guarantee transparency and accountability. To tell us more, the Texas Tribune's Imola Platoff. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this Open Meetings Act. It went into effect initially. I guess it would have been in the aftermath of the Watergate era and concerns about secrecy behind closed doors in government?
Yeah, the Texas Open Meetings Act is one of a pair of important government transparency laws that came to Texas sort of in the wake of scandal. Here it was the Sharp Sound scandal. So it's been in place for decades.
Mm-hmm, right. And one of the key aspects of this Open Meetings Act is that you have to have a quorum. Tell us what was at issue here when the court talks about a quorum versus a walking or rolling quorum.
So the Texas Open Meetings Act has these kind of basic provisions. You know, if you're having a meeting of public officials, you have to post it far enough in advance that taxpayers and, you know, pesky reporters can make their way there. And if you have a quorum, that kind of triggers this public meeting. What this law, what the particular provision of the law we're talking about today aimed to do was say, we don't want people to try to avoid this public records open government law by having less than a quorum. And so basically it said if you have a kind of hush-hush quorum, if you have a walking quorum, if you have under the official number, but you're still doing official business, then you cannot do that in private. That still has to be a matter of public transparency. And this law in particular made it a criminal penalty, offered a criminal penalty for people who broke that law.
So what the court is doing in this case is they are saying that, if I understand this correctly, the state's highest criminal court has now said that it is not a crime or should not be considered a crime if you are accused of holding a walking or unofficial quorum. Is that the idea?
That's exactly right. The very narrow slice of this law that they took down was the part that made it a criminal penalty to do that. Open government advocates are already sort of really concerned about that. They say this criminal penalty is the thing that made this law serious, right? That gave it teeth. Without this kind of powerful disincentive, what's to keep public officials in small places like Montgomery County, where this case comes from meeting outside the eyes of taxpayers and the media?
Couldn't someone make the case, though, that that you could still invalidate an act of government if, in fact, you didn't have a proper quorum as defined by the Open Meetings Act?
That's an important piece of it, but the criminal penalty, like I said, was what open government advocates sort of view as the strongest disincentive towards action like that. And I think that government transparency wonks would say it doesn't matter if we can go back and correct this action later. We need to be able to watch our government, whose salary we pay, who we elect every few years in elections. We need to watch their business, and that's our right to do as citizens.
So how did the justice who wrote the opinion, how did she explain the court's decision? It was a 7-2 ruling.
Yes. Presiding Judge Sharon Keller is a longtime leader of the criminal court there. Said that the statute was unconstitutionally vague. And she made clear that, you know, the legislature does have the power to restrict local officials in this way. But the way this particular statute was worded, she argued, it was not properly tailored. It wasn't narrow enough. And so it was unconstitutional.
So it's unconstitutionally vague, the judge wrote. Does that mean that members of the Texas legislature can't come back in and fix it? What are you hearing about that?
It's interesting. This is a session that open government advocates have already been really hopeful about. They're already sort of looking at transparency laws that could get fixed this year. And they are hopeful that this can be added to the list. Senator Kirk Watson, who's a Democrat here in Austin, longtime advocate on these type of issues, his office told me yesterday that, you know, this is absolutely something they want to look into. So we'll just see what happens.
Imola Platoff covers breaking news and the courts for the Texas Tribune. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Imola, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.